This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. With us now on our First Advantage Hotline, Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. And Jesse, basketball's rocking and rolling, man. Had a couple of Mountain West teams in action last night, specifically here where we're talking about the Colorado State Rams. 109 points over a Sweet 16 Oral Roberts last night. What a fun night in Fort Collins that was.
That team is no joke. Let me ask you this. I would have told you that John Tonjay would have more field goals made than Isaiah Stevens, David Roddy, and Kendall Moore combined, would you have thought that it would have been a blowout?
No way. Barely, even a win, right?
Yeah, and not only a win, but a runaway victory. You score over 100 points. Listen, if this team scores 100 points or anywhere close week in and week out, they're going to be tough to beat on any floor on any night. I'm as excited about this Colorado State basketball team as I have been in 25 years of intimately following Rams hoops. This team is something special. Talk about depth, star power, unselfish basketball. You roll all that up into one, and you've got a team that really has the makings to go deep in March.
So, Jesse, I know, and that was going to be my next question. I know it's one game, but we've been building up to this. It's not just like they came out of nowhere. The last 2 years especially, we've looked at this team and said, look out, they're going to get better and better every single year, and here they are. We picked them to do great things. How far do you think this team can go? That's our poll question today. How far? I mean, getting into the tournament, going deep into the tournament, or a lot of our listeners are even saying Sweet 16 and beyond.
Look, this team as it stands today, and what we would expect, it's a tournament team. I mean, barring major injury, this is a tournament team. You're not going to find too many teams that have the depth, the star power, and the amount of games played by your stars. I mean, geez, David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens and Kendall Moore have played a lot of basketball and have played for a coach that they would run through a wall for. So I don't think that there's any reason this team shouldn't expect from itself to make a run in a tournament. Are they a Final Four team? You have to have a lot of things go your way. Are you an Elite Eight team? You have to have a lot of things going your way. But I don't think that there's any reason to expect that this team doesn't get a decent seed in an NCAA tournament. And then you hope that you have a matchup that's favorable. An NCAA tournament is all about matchups, right? You get a favorable matchup, you put together a couple wins, and you look up and say, we're one of 16 teams still playing. I mean, we saw Oral Roberts do that last year. So I think you should expect, and I think this team does expect, that they will be an NCAA tournament team. And then they have the amount of experience and star power and buy-in from the top down that I don't see that there's any reason, and no one would be shocked if this team won a couple of games in the tournament.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Jesse. What else kind of stood out to you? Again, a couple of games rolling, and this is part of this opening week. It's like every single night. It's hard for me to – I don't know how you do it, man. I can't keep it straight.
I just fake it, man. I mean, I just act like I know it. No, I mean, as I said, you know, John Tonjay has always played that role player guy. He had a big shot, obviously, against San Diego State, but he's played in the shadows of the big three. But for him to come out and drop 31 as another scoring option, that's huge. And then Deshaun Thomas in 20 minutes as a double-double, 16 and 10. If you're able to get double figures from, you know, a Thomas and a Jacobs and a Tonjay in addition to your big three, I mean, that's depth that maybe that Nico hasn't had. He's had that starting five that's as good as anyone in the Mountain West. But if he's able to bring guys off the bench to spell those guys and save their legs for March, that's what stood out to me. The depth and those guys that are quote-unquote role players all of a sudden right away in a big game out of the gate, and they're playing starring roles. That's huge.
Yeah, no question. And I'm really excited, Jesse, to see the conference schedule. That speaks for itself. That's going to be a blast because I think the Mountain West is going to have a lot of stud teams. But the non-conference schedule, that's going to be fun. I see Alabama down the road there. There are some good teams, and there's going to be big-time tests for Colorado State, which after watching that one against Oral Roberts, I'm saying, man, bring every one of them on at this point.
Sure, you look at their stretch that they have that leads in the conference play. You got Little Rock. I mean, that's a team that has had some really good teams in the past, gone deep in a tournament, right? Then you have St. Mary's, always a tough team out of the WCC. You got Mississippi State, a team out of the SEC in the Naismith Hall of Fame Classic. You've got Tulsa. That's been a quality program for a long time, and Alabama. I mean, you put those, five games in a row leading into conference play, they'll certainly be tested and find out, you know, where they fit in nationally before they come into a conference where there's a lot expected of the Mountain West, and I think there should be, with Colorado State and San Diego State maybe being the two lead dogs, so to speak, in the chase for tournament, for an NCAA tournament berth, but I really think Nevada is going to be sneaky good and wouldn't shock anybody if they're in the mix to win a tournament or win a conference title or get into a tournament. And then New Mexico is a wild card. They got a lot of transfers that have come in for a new coach, excited about what they have. So, and Boise State. Boise State's got a number of guys. They've got that depth, too, a lot like Colorado State, that they could withstand a couple injuries here or there and be right there come March. So, I mean, I think those five teams really make this league probably the best preseason and going into the season that we've had since we had, you know, many, many teams get into the NCAA tournament in 13 and 14.
Yeah, no question. Jesse Kurtz joining us, lead anchor from the Mountain West Network. All right, let's switch over to the football side. A big one coming up this weekend, Nevada and San Diego State. Man, I love it when you get the top team, number two team, right by, stacked on top of each other, going to go at it. Let's just figure it out on the field.
Yeah, this is for the driver's seat in the West. And that's what you want, late season games that mean something. You've got one of the best offenses and top offenses in the country in Nevada. They'll throw it all over the place. And then one of the top defenses in the country in San Diego State, played down in Southern California. This could be. It ultimately is not, but, you know, it could be an elimination game. These two teams desperately need this win to stay in the race. So when you got those high stakes between two teams that want it badly, listen, Nevada's never been in a Mountain West championship game. You look on that side, San Diego State's played in a couple. Fresno State's played in multiple. San Jose State has been there. Hawaii's been there. It's only Nevada and UNLV that haven't played in a Mountain West championship game from the west side. They want it bad. They would be in position to host, possibly, but they got to get by a San Diego State team that's 8-1 and is just as hungry.
Jesse Kurtz joining us, lead anchor from the Mountain West Network. On the other side of things, when you look at teams on the top, you know, on the Mountain West Mountain, you see Utah State, San Jose State in that one. Of course, Air Force and CSU. I mean, I know Air Force losing to Army, but that doesn't do anything to their Mountain West play. So they've got their sights on still coming up from behind here and doing something pretty cool.
Yeah, this is going to be a crazy finish. And what's going to make it crazy is the round robin between Utah State, Air Force, and Boise State, where Utah State beat Air Force beat Boise State, and Boise State beat Utah State. And there's a chance they could all be tied by the end of the conference season, and then it's going to go deep into tiebreakers, which I'm not smart enough to figure out that algorithm. But here's the crazy thing about all of this, you know, and Boise State is very much alive to get into a championship game. And here's how. If Utah State were to lose at San Jose State, totally plausible. I mean, that could happen. San Jose State is probably not as bad as their record indicates. Air Force loses at Colorado State. Again, totally could happen. That puts Boise State in the driver's seat by virtue of the tiebreaker over Utah State. So it's going to get wild down the stretch in both divisions, but with that round robin between Utah State, Air Force, and Boise State, it's going to get real crazy.
And Boise State, yeah, like you said, doing some pretty cool things the last few weeks. So it does. It gets very, very interesting. Plus, we have all the basketball excitement too. Jesse, I know you got your hands full, my friend. So we'll let you go, and we'll look to catch up with you next week. We'll see where we stand on the football side and getting a couple more basketball games under our belt.
Can't wait. Be well, my friend.
All right, man. Jesse Kurtz, Mountain West Network. I mean, I love the Mountain West, and who better to break it all down than Mr. Kurtz himself. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Do we have what's on TV tonight? Do we have that, Michael? We'll get to that on the other side. Okay, we'll get to that. What's some of the big games Angel has his eye on? He'll be back with us tomorrow, so we'll get to that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.